ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text Number 22. Sa tang hi nitya vijitatma gunaha sudhamna sa tvam hi nitya vijitatma guna sudhamna. Sa tvam hi nitya vijitatma guna swadhamna. Kalo vashikrita visudhya visarga shaktihi. Kalo vashikrita visudhya visarga shaktihi. Kalo vashikrita visrijya visarga shaktihi. Chakre vrishishtam ajayeshvara shodashpare shodashare. Chakre vrishishtam ajayeshvara shodashare. Chakre vrishishtam ajayeshvara shodashare. Nishpidyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Nishpidyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Nishpidyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Nishpidyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Sa tvam hi nitya vijitatma guna swadhamna. Kalo vashikrita vrishijya visarga shaktihi. Chakre vrishishtam ajayeshvara shodashare. Nishpidyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Satvam hi nitya vijitatma guna swadhamna. Kalo vashikrita vrishijya visarga shaktihi. Chakre vrishishtam shodashare. Nishpidyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Tvam hi nitya vijitatma sudhamna. Kalo visarga shaktihi. Chakre vrishishna majayeshvara shodashare. Nishpidyamanam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Hinitya vijitatma swadhamna. Kalo vashikrita vrishijya visarga shaktihi. Chakre Vrishishta Majayeshvara Shodashare Nishpidyamana Mupakarsha Vibho Prapannam Vaishnavis. Satvam hi nitya vijitatma guna swadharma. Shigrinu sarga shakti. Chakre vrishish. Shoda shade. Nishpidya manam upakarsha vibho prapannam. Acor, Unamas, Moskoshi. Maya, the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, what happened? The external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Manaha. Oh, am I reading the wrong one? All right. That's what happened. Okay. So, Tomin. Here we go. Saha, that one. The supreme independent person who, through his external energy, has created the material mind, which is the cause of all suffering in this material world. Tvam, you are. He, indeed. Nitya, eternally. Vijitatma, conquered. Gunaha, whose property of the intelligence. Sudhamna, by your personal spiritual energy. Kalaha, the time element, which creates and annihilates. Vashikrita, brought under your control. Vishudja, by which all effects. Visarga, and causes. Shaktihi, the energy. Chakre, in the wheel of time, the repetition of birth and death. Vishrishtam, being thrown. Ajaya, by your external energy, the mode of ignorance. Ishvara, O Supreme Controller. Shodashari, with 16 spokes, the 5 material elements, the 10 senses, and the leader of the senses, namely the mind. Nishpidyamanam, being crushed under that wheel. Upakarsha, kindly take me to the shelter of your lotus feet. Vibho, O Supreme Great. Prapannam, who am fully surrendered unto you. Translation. My dear Lord, O Supreme Great, you have created this material world of 16 constituents, but you are transcendental to their material qualities. In other words, these material qualities are under your full control, and you are never conquered by them. Therefore, the time element is your representation. My Lord, O Supreme, no one can conquer you. And for me, as for me, however, I am being crushed by the wheel of time, and therefore I surrender fully unto you. Now kindly take me under the protection of your lotus feet. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The wheel of material miseries is also a creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But He is not under the control of the material energy. Rather, He is the controller of the material energy, whereas we, the living entities, are under its control. When we give up our constitutional position, Jivera Swarupai Krishnera Nityadas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead creates this material energy and her influence over the conditioned soul. Therefore, he is the supreme, and only he can deliver the conditioned soul from the onslaught of material nature. Mam evie prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Maya, the external energy, continuously imposes upon the conditioned souls the suffering of the threefold miseries of this material world. Therefore, in the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj prayed to the Lord, "But for your lordship, no one can save me." Prahlad Maharaj has also explained that a child's protectors, his parents, cannot save the child from the onslaught of birth and death, nor can medicine and a physician save one from death, nor can a boat or similar means of protection save a person drowning in the water. For everything is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, suffering humanity must surrender to Krishna, as Krishna himself demands in the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, 1866. Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishami ma shuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. All of human society must take advantage of this offer and thus be saved by Krishna from the danger of being crushed by the wheel of time, the wheel of past, present, and future. The word nishpijamanam, being crushed, is very significant. Every living entity in the material condition is actually being crushed again and again. And to be saved from this position, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then one will be happy. The word prapannam is also very significant. For unless one fully surrenders to the Supreme Lord, one cannot be saved from being crushed. A criminal is put into prison and punished by the government, but the same government, if it likes, can release the criminal from imprisoned life. Similarly, we must know conclusively that our material condition of suffering has been allotted to us by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we want to be saved from this suffering, we must appeal to the same controller. Thus one can be saved from this material condition. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatru Bhascha Kripa Sindho Pyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gopremanande, Hari Hari Bo. Satvam hi nitya vijitatma gunaswadhamna. So, a very similar verse to yesterday. In the verse yesterday, Prahlad Maharaj was describing the 16 elements, meaning the five gross elements, the senses and the mind, as being the chakra, the wheel. And here there are 16 spokes in the wheel of samsara, and it's crushing us. And he's saying that the Lord is vijitatma, and he's never influenced by this external energy. Sometimes people try to equate the living entity to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna is in a different category. He never falls under the influence of material nature, whereas an ordinary living entity is prone to fall under the influence of Krishna's external energy. Krishna buli se jeev anadir bahumuk bahirmuk atayva maya tari deha samsara dukh. Because the living entity has been attracted by the external feature of Krishna since time immemorial, then maya gives him something. What does she give him? Dukh. Not very nice. So, it's to be expected, however, because we're in the Dukalayam. Alayam means a place. Mamu petya punarjanma Dukalayam ashashvatam. Krishna says the material world is the Dukalayam. If you go to Vrindavan, you can go to the Bhojanalaya if you need some sabji and japatis, because that's the place where you go to get something to eat, the Bhojanalaya. And what do you get when you come to the Dukalayam? You get a good whooping by the material energy, the Dukalayam. Satvam hi nitya vijita maguna svatamna. But Krishna is the one who, from whom all these energies are emanating. And he doesn't come under their control. Satvam hi nitya vijita maguna svatamna kalo vashi krita rishidja visarga shaktihi. This external energy says, kalo vashi krita, okay, so the time element, which creates and annihilates, vashi krita, it's under your control, and all living beings come under the control of this time, rishridja, visarga shakti, so it's Krishna's energy everywhere. And then he says, chakre vishishtam ajayeshvara shodashare. So he describes again this chakra, this wheel, ajayeshvara. Ajaya means the external energy of ignorance. So he's the ajayeshvara. It means he's the master of it. Ajaya Ishvara means Ajayeshvara. It's a nice name. Ajayeshvara means the master of this external energy. He's the one moving it. And Shodashare. Again, he's describing the 16 spokes. And Nishpijamanam. This last line is very graphic. Nishpijamanam upakarsha vibho prapanam. So just like the last verse, there's a prayer at the end. He's calling out to the Lord. Again, he calls vibho. Vibho means, O Great One, who's controlling everything. So he says, Nishpijamanam, which means I'm being crushed. Crushed by this wheel of time. Nishpijamanam upakarsha. Upakarsha means, please pick me up. Upakarsha vibho prapanam. And place me, and let me surrender. Now I surrender. So it's a prayer of surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, admitting that he's controlling everything. He's the time energy, and I'm completely subjugated by that. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions a previous verse from this chapter where Prahlad Maharaj says, Balasineha sharanam pitarao nishinga nartasya chagana mudhanvati majato no taptasya tat pratividir yaihanja sheshtas tavad bibo twanubitam twadupekshitanam. He says that parents cannot save their children. Shocking. And a boat on water cannot save a drowning man. And medicine cannot save a patient. Shocking. Unless the Lord gives his sanction. Because at the end of the verse, Prahlad Maharaj said, if you are upeksha, if you're indifferent, then no matter what we do, it won't be successful. So sometimes people then ask, should we not try to protect our children? if there's a man drowning on the water, should we just let him drown? And do I not take medicine? And Prabhupada answers that in the purport when he says that, do your best, but depend on the Lord. Know that whatever outcome is there is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't think that you're the controller. And then finally, again, Prabhupada quotes the verse, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papibhyo Mokshayishami Masuchaha, where Krishna gives this offer. Just surrender unto me, I will deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not worry, do not fear, do not hesitate. And someone who becomes intelligent will take this offer and surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It takes a little work to surrender sometimes. There's a surrender process, sharanagati, the process of surrender. And the Lord gives some help also. We see in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the Lord took compassion on various devotees to help them surrender, like the Digvijay Pandit. Digvijay Pandit was very learned. He defeated everyone wherever he went. He had a benediction from Saraswati, from doing extensive puja to her, that she would appear on his tongue whenever he would argue a case. And no one could defeat him. No one could even understand what he was saying. So they just give up and they say, all right, I give up. You win. And he got a big following because people who have this kind of gyan, they're respected in society. People want to follow them. I'm with him. So he got big elephants and this big fanfare that went all over India. And Digvijay Pandit heard about Navadvip, how there were great scholars there. And then the people of Navadvip heard Digvijay Pandit was coming. So many of them, great scholars, knowing that there was a very high likelihood that they would be defeated publicly, they made some excuse. I just remembered. I think it's my mom's birthday. I gotta go. So a lot of them took off. But they told Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit, who's Krishna, who's Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says, Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana kashchana. I know everything. We meet people who say that sometimes. We met a man door to door the other day. He came out and said, I know everything. I called all the other devotees, so you got to get over here. This guy, this guy knows everything. But Lord Chaitanya really does know everything. He knows the heart of every living entity. And he knew the heart of the Digvijay Pandit, that he was very puffed up. And Krishna, unlike an ordinary living entity who has matsara, or envy in the heart, and wants to crush others for the sake of bolstering his or her own false ego, wanted to rectify this fault in the Digvijay. So he set it up. Digvijay is coming to Navadvip, and Nimai Pandit sat with his illustrious students by the bank of the Ganges. So beautiful. He had this Brahmin thread draped across his chest, and his hair was perfect. And his features were so attractive that when he was walking down the street of Navadvip, people just turned their head and said, what was that? They couldn't stop looking at him. The way he folded his dhoti. When God walks around, people just heads turn. They can't imagine how they've never seen anyone more beautiful. So he was sitting by the side of the Ganges with all of his students around him, enraptured in what he was saying. And just then the Digvijay Pandit came with his retinue. And he stopped and he saw this scene of Nimai Pandit by the Ganges. And he inquired from someone, they said, yeah, that's Nimai Pandit. So he approached. Now, normally he had no fear, but suddenly he felt a little trepidation in his heart. And he engaged in a conversation with Nimai Pandit, who greeted him warmly. Welcome to Navadvip. We're so happy you're here. You're such a learned scholar. Please, would you enlighten us? entertain us with your great learning. And Digvijaya, of course. He composed 100 verses in Sanskrit, like the blowing wind, and recited them on the spot. And just afterwards, Nimai Pandit said, "This is unbelievable, what you've just done. Now let's review it." And he picked out a verse and recited it back to the Digvijaya. Digvijaya said, "How did you remember one verse? I just repeated that like the blowing winds. How could you?" He said, "Well, some people are expert at composing and others are blessed with the power of remembrance. I just happen to have that one little thing. I just happen to be able to remember everything I hear. It's not a big deal." He said, "So let's talk about the ornaments and the faults." And Digvijaya immediately, it pricked his false ego. "Faults? I don't have any faults. And who's this kid asking me to review the poetry and say that there's some faults? There's no faults." And no, let's look at both the ornaments and the faults. Certainly it's a beautiful stanza, but there's some faults in it. And Digvijaya said indignantly, "How is it you can review my poetry? You're just trained in some simple grammar. You don't know all these rules and regulations." He said, "Oh, I've heard something about it, so let's look at it." And summarily, he tore apart the shloka. And Digvijaya then was attempting to reply, but he couldn't move his tongue. Because Saraswati, his worshipable deity, was in the presence of the Supreme Lord, Ishvara. Sodashare, just like in this verse, Ajayeshvara, the controller of everything, even the controller of the demigods. And so the students around began to giggle. And Nimai Pandit stopped them, sobered them, said, "No, he's a great scholar. Don't laugh." And he told them, You come back. Go read up a little more and come back again. We'll do this another time." He didn't insult him. He didn't say it sarcastically. He said it very gently. And this was the point. When he went away wondering how it was that he was suddenly defeated after his spate of undefeatedness, he then went to sleep that night and in a dream, Goddess Saraswati appeared to him and said that you have achieved the perfection of your worship of me and all your other austerities, you've actually been in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And normally, although I promised you I'd always appear on your tongue, I couldn't appear now because I was in the presence of my Supreme Master, and therefore I had nothing to say, and therefore you had nothing to say. But don't take it badly, because actually you've attained perfection. You've met the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is the goal of all the Vedic study. Everything is meant to bring us to this point of surrender to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when he understood the identity of Nimai Pandit, he also pondered the fact that Nimai Pandit did not try to crush him. He could have easily embarrassed him in front of the whole city. This is typical, especially nowadays on the internet. Everyone likes to display how they've crushed someone else or have some intense kind of debate. But Nimai Pandit was very gentle. And he remembered this. He thought no ordinary living being could have such gentleness and be detached from savoring the defeat. And these things, the revelation from Mother Saraswati and his deep feeling in his heart that this must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the way he treated me, went back to Nimai Pandit's house early in the morning. And he came in a very humble way and bowed down. And Nimai Pandit said, "What is this? Why are you here? Why are you coming and bowing down to me? You're a great scholar and pandit. Please, please." And the Digvijaya said, "I know who you are. I've understood everything now. Goddess Saraswati has revealed it to me. And I know in my heart that you're the Supreme Personality of God, and I completely surrender to you. And Nimai Pandit revealed to him his actual mission. He told him, don't reveal it. And just after that, the Digvijay Pandit gave up all his elephants. He gave up his title, gave up all his followers, and he simply wandered. He went away into the interior of India, simply remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his great fortune. So this is an example, prapanam, vibho prapanam. Prahlad is saying, I surrender it to you. And I mentioned this is a way in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead assists us in our surrender. And then in the Srimad Bhagavatam, a famous verse by Brahma, who also surrendered to Krishna after he stole away his calves and cowherd boys and then realized that he had been toying with the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when he saw the unlimited power of Krishna and realized that he is the Supreme, he bowed down to him. And he said many things in his prayers. One thing was, Gane priyasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vartam stane stita shutikatam tanuvanmanobir ye priyaso jita dito pyasitaistrilokyam. That anyone interested in understanding God, you, Krishna, should simply give up the speculative process. I'm Brahma. It mentions in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma studied the Vedas 3 times. Anybody here done that? 3 times. He's so intelligent. First time he understood, when he read it, he understood it to be karma. Second time he understood it to be gyan. Third time he said, bhakti is the top. And he was very learned. He's the most intelligent being in the universe. And then he said, some people may say they know Krishna, but as far as I'm concerned, I don't know Krishna. I don't know anything. And if scientists one day were able to count all the stars and all the grains of sand on all the beaches of the world, still they wouldn't be able to count your unlimited qualities. They wouldn't be able to understand you. So he said, Gane prayasam udapasyanamant. Give up the speculative process. Don't try to approach Krishna in this way through your intellect. Surrender. He said, surrender. And if you surrender, he says, Stanistita shutigatam tanavan monobir, by submissively hearing, just hear submissively from the proper source, then the unconquerable Krishna is so sweet, and our relationship with him is so sweet, that although he's this all-powerful Lord who controls the external energy that is crushing us, when we surrender for our own good, then the unconquerable becomes conquered, Brahma says. He becomes submissive to his devotee. He's actually purchased by the love of his devotee. What more can you give someone when they completely surrender to you without any motivation except yourself? Krishna says in the Gita, I'm sorry. Ye yatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. But when a living entity comes and surrenders to Krishna unconditionally, no hidden agenda, nothing behind the back, nothing up the sleeve, and says, this is it, I completely surrender, then Krishna can only give himself. He can only give himself, because there's nothing more. If someone comes to you in an unmotivated way and only renders service for service sake, out of love, what can you give them except yourself? There's no tit for tat. You're purchased by them. And this is the sweet relationship between Krishna and the living entity when someone surrenders and says, I'm your servant. I don't want anything in return. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says also. When Lord Nrisimhadeva offered him benedictions, said, take a benediction. I'm Bhagavan. I give benedictions. You take. He said, no, no, thank you. I'm not a merchant. I didn't come here to bargain. I don't want anything. I'm your servant. You're my master. That's it. Fine with me. Service for service. Bhagavan said, take a benediction. I'm Bhagavan. You're the living entity. I give benedictions. You take. No, thank you. I don't want anything. I'm not a merchant. He had to ask him several times. Finally said, okay, I understand. You want me to take a benediction. That's service to you. I take a benediction. Please liberate my father who just tried to kill me about 20 times. Bhagavan says, he's already liberated. That comes along with your liberation. Which is another very sweet point. It's not what you know, it's who you know in the process of surrender. In the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nanda Nandana Krishna Mor Pranath, E Bhakke Bichainu Bamshara Tar Bish Bamshara Hato. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has uttered these words that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is my life and soul. With these words, with this one sentence, the entire town of Kulinagram, I am sold into the hands of all the residents of Kulinagram by this one statement made by Gunaraj Khan. Gunaraj Khan wrote a book called Krishna Vijay, Sri Krishna Vijay. It was a simple book. Even the grammar wasn't so perfect. It didn't have any Sanskrit, but it became very popular among the people. Everyone okay? Keep going. And this book, written hundreds of years ago, was circulated. Everyone read it in Bengal. So many people became devotees from reading this book by Gunaraj Khan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this sentence. Nanda Nandana Krishna Mor Pranath. That Nanda, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is my life and soul. And therefore he said, all the residents and all the descendants of Gunaraj Khan in this city of Kulinagram, I'm sold into their hands. Vamshero Hato means they've purchased me. One sentence he takes from the book. And he said the whole village, everyone there. And then he said even a dog in the city of Kulinagram is dear to me because what Gunaraj Khan said, Nanda Nandana Krishna Mor Pranath. So it's not what you know, it's who you know, how you align yourself. So many people acquire knowledge, they become so brilliant. But then Maya Pritta Jnana, Maya takes away their knowledge because they don't surrender. If you don't surrender, it doesn't matter what you know. You can be Brahma, Indra, anyone, powerful in this material world, but it's meaningless. But if you're the simplest person in the world and you simply have this intention, even if you can't do it yet, that I'm surrendering, I give up, I'm going to surrender to Krishna, then immediately Krishna notices and is attracted. That's the only thing he's attracted to. What else does he need? He's got everything. And Prabhupada pointed this out earlier in this chapter. Krishna's nijalabha purna. Prahlad Maharaj said early on in his prayers, you don't need anything. You're perfect. You're already satisfied. I'm offering to you because it's good for me to offer to you. And he said, just as when you decorate your face and you look in the mirror, then the reflection is also decorated. So similarly, when I serve you, I become exalted. I become elevated. It's for my own good. So surrender. Brahma said, as the most intelligent being, is the only intelligent thing to do. Give up all other processes of speculation and just be submissive. One quality, submissiveness, submissive hearing. And then he said, Tate anukampam susumikshamanu bunjana evatma kritam vipakam hridvagvapur vir vidadam namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. That the attitude of a devotee is that no matter what happens to me, whatever Krishna does to me, I don't care. I'll tolerate it. I'm simply going to go on with my devotional service. I'll never stop chanting Hare Krishna. I'll never stop doing my service. I will not stop being a devotee of Krishna. I don't care if he chops me up and kills me. I'm not going to stop. And I'll accept whatever comes, whatever punishment comes from the material nature, nishpijyamanam upakarsha. He says, whatever crushing process I'm involved in now, I take it as my fault. I'm not blaming anybody else. In other words, to advance in the process of surrender, one must completely, 100%, and forever abandon victimhood. Victimology, it's a great science. How to become the center of attention. I'm the victim of someone else's perpetration. I'm suffering because of him. But no. Tate anukampam susumikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Brahma says, the pure devotee or the surrendered devotee takes it. It's my fault. Whatever I have now, I did. I created it. Whatever reactions I'm getting, I take it as Krishna's mercy. And in fact, Prabhupada says, if you're able to take punishment as the reward of the master, then you can advance to pure devotional service. Take punishment as a reward. That's elevated consciousness. That's the path of surrender. And in the purport, Srila Sridhar Swami, the great Bhagavatam commentator, says that the duty of the son of a rich man is one thing. He must stay alive because he will inherit the wealth of the father. So he only has to stay alive. And similarly, he says the devotee also must have this mentality that one, I will stay alive in Krishna consciousness. And then he says that after a devotee surrenders, it may appear that there are karmic reactions coming. And someone say, just see, look at that. I see no difference. You're suffering, I'm suffering. You're a devotee. At least I, you know, have a nice car. Whatever. But Sridhar Swami says, this apparent karmic reaction is not karma at all. It's Krishna's mercy. Because Krishna knows exactly what last vestiges of attachment I have to the material world. Even though I surrender, I give up, still there's a residual effect because I've been in the material world for so long. And there may be some slight propensity to still enjoy. A nagging feeling, but maybe there's something still there. So Krishna knows exactly what that is. And he knows exactly how to frustrate us out of it. So that the last vestige of maybe there's a chance, maybe there's something, I'm attached to one little thing or a few little things here in this material world, he surgically removes them by frustrating our purpose. And this, in the Mahabharata, Krishna says to Yudhishthira, Yasya hamana grinnami harishe tadanam shanai. When I really start showing some heavy mercy, I start taking away everything. So in the process of surrender, there's a point at which we can voluntarily surrender, as Prahlad is showing us the way, or there's, well, you could go kicking and screaming. They have here in Los Angeles, I think it's famous. Los Angeles is famous for the high-speed chase. Right? In fact, what O.J. Simpson made it really famous because he was going down the freeway. They call it the slow-speed chase. But still, it brought a lot of national attention to the fact that every time someone robs a bank and they drive away, and then, of course, you can never get away. This is like Maya. Everyone thinks they're getting away with something. You never get away. They go, they rob the bank, really stupid, get in the car, and then they have two helicopters following and about 20 police cars. Am I correct about this? Yes, I am. So, 20 police cars, and what else? Then there's the news agency. They have their telescopic lens pointed inside the car so you can actually see the guy's face. And his mother's like going home, that's little Johnny. And he's driving down the freeway, and he's got a full tank of gas, so this could last a few hours. The president's giving the State of the Union address, and they cut away. to show the high-speed chase, because it's so interesting watching a living entity being punished or trying to get away from Durga, who's got 10 arms. And she can, if you get away with one, she just grabs you with another. And everyone likes to watch that for some reason. So they pop his tires. The rims are going along with sparks flying out, and he still keeps going. And finally, he runs out of gas. He's sideswiped 3 buses. And he comes into a cul-de-sac. He gets out of the car. Does he surrender? No, he does not. He starts running on foot with 50 policemen. And he jumps over a fence, and now he's bitten by a dog. The dog's on his leg, and he still keeps going. Then he goes through a sticker bush, and he's cut on every side. And then he comes to a brick wall with dogs, and there's 50 policemen behind him with their guns drawn. And they could kill him at any second. And then what does he do? He surrenders. So not like that. That's the normal kind of surrender in the material world, that I go and I until there's no other alternative, I surrender. But voluntary surrender, this is sweet. It's sweet surrender. And Prahlad Maharaj is advocating, do this. Try it. Risk everything. This is gambling. We give up gambling in Las Vegas, but we gamble our life away here. That's exciting. Everything else is simply boring. You think, oh, hold on to these stupid little things, whatever last little vestige I have. Gamble it away. Roll the dice. Say, I'm doubling down on this surrender process and see what happens. And you can see what happens. When you surrender to Krishna, you get everything. When you hold on to some petty little thing, you get some petty little thing. And everything's petty in the whole material world from top to bottom. And Krishna certifies this. Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartino arjuna mamupetit punar janma dukha. Oh, I'm sorry, I transposed 2 verses. The first part's important. Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartino arjuna. He says from the top to the bottom, it's all petty. There's nothing here for you. You're in the wrong place. Asango hyayam purushaha. You're not meant to be here. It's not your home. You have no connection with the material world. Your only connection here is your material desire. So we're taking these prayers by Prahlad Maharaj as a signal that it's okay. You can surrender. It's not only honorable to surrender. It's not only noble. It's virtuous. Those who surrender from whatever situation they're in now voluntarily and accept of the consequences of their past misdeeds as a reward from the master, those persons actually become exalted in the world. And that is the price for going back home, back to Godhead. There is no other. And there's no other qualification. And that's why Prabhupada repeats this verse over and over again. Sarva dharman parityaja, ma me kam sharanam braja. It's music to the ears to those who may have this intention that it's growing in their heart. It's budding in their heart that I think I'll try this. I think I'm going to do this. And then over and over again, they hear the Shastra calling out to them, do it, do it. Just surrender. See what happens. And Krishna's there saying, I'll catch you. I'll catch you. I'll catch you. Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana pariupasate. Tesham nityab dyuktanam yoga kshemam bahamyaham. He says, just fix your consciousness on me. The mind has been tormenting you from a time immemorial. And now my sweet form, my pastimes, my name, my devotees, the sound of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's all sweet. And if you just focus there, abandon everything else. Ananyas chintayomam, this word is so nice. Ananyas. Without any other motivation, without any other agenda. What a relief. Isn't it? Ananyas chintayanto mam, chinta, your consciousness, put it on me, mam. Ye jana pariupasate, and worship me. Tesham nityab yuktanam yogakshemaham vahamyaham. I'll carry personally what you lack. There's been some dispute about this some people have said, this means somehow indirectly through material nature, what you need will be supplied, but then, no. Vahami means personally. Krishna personally gives it to the person who decides I'm going to surrender and surrenders. He takes care of that person, just like Prahlad Maharaj was under the care of Lord Nrisimhadev. So we've taken shelter of Prahlad Maharaj's prayers of surrender today. we've heard that the material nature is the crushing process. And now we have the great fortune of the opportunity to surrender and apply this in our life. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Thank you. And so we'll just stop there because it's already 8:25. And yes? Yes, Rupanuga Prabhu, who is the life and soul of the Laguna Beach community, has been admitted to the hospital yesterday, and they found out that he had a severe blockage in his arteries, and they had several options, but it was such a severe blockage that they said, you're lucky you came in on time, and they moved up the surgery time because it was so dangerous to this morning, because there was a long line, but they moved him up in the line. And this morning at 8 o'clock, he went into surgery. He's having quadruple bypass surgery. So all the devotees in Laguna Beach are holding vigil today. They're chanting from 8 o'clock in the morning all the way till the evening, because Rupanuga, you'll never meet a gentler soul and one as dedicated to the Sankirtan movement. I've had the great fortune of coming to know he and his family. So please, everyone, give a prayer. Dear Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish, Jagannath Baladev Subhajaji, Srila Prabhupada, all the great Vaishnavas, please protect Rupanugaji and bring him safely back to us so that he can continue his wonderful service and give us his association. Thank you for considering our request. Hare Krishna. Rupanuga Prabhu ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Gopremanande Haribo. Vancha Kopadurubhashchaya.